Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, thanks to Student Flights, bringing you the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students. Call Student Flights on 131 669.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
Well, the weekend is here. Happy Friday, beautiful humans. My name is Ash London. Welcome to Ash London Live. 3.5 hours of the good stuff coming your way. We're here to celebrate music. We're here to bring you closer to the artists that you love. And if you want to see Ariana Grande live in Los Angeles, keep listening. Inside the next 10 minutes, I'll tell you exactly how you can do it. But first, we cannot go any further in tonight's show, especially being a music show, without paying tribute to the incredible, amazing, influential, iconic Aretha Franklin, who the world lost today at 76 years old. Stars all over social media have been outpouring their love and grief for someone who was such a huge inspiration for all of us. Christina Aguilera said that Aretha was such a timeless inspiration to her and so many others. The ultimate queen. Thank you for the gift of your voice. Barbra Streisand, Elton John, Diana Ross, John Legend. These are some of the biggest vocalists of our time, saying that she was their inspiration. So, in honor of the life and the influence of Aretha Franklin, let's take a look and a listen to some of her biggest hits. This is Ash London
Live. Ladies and gentlemen, let us meet Miss Aretha Franklin.
The Queen of Soul.
The Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
My dad felt that I was gifted or uniquely talented as a child. He would give me different records to listen to and see if I could emulate them on the piano.
Celebrities and fans from around the world have been chiming in on Twitter.
Fans are remembering her rich legacy.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Aretha Franklin always talked about music.
We dance to all her music.
Being a strong woman.
Everyone wants respect.
I am a right on lady.
She was ahead of her time.
She was such an incredible singer.
Whoa,
I love it.
The Queen of Soul. Miss Aretha Franklin.
Music just wouldn't be the same if not
I remember
for Aretha Franklin.
Our tribute to the amazing, incredible Aretha Franklin, who we lost today at 76 years of age, an inspiration to so many of us and so many vocalists all over the world, including Mr. Sam Smith. Today he tweeted, "Aretha, where do I start? Your voice and your spirit and soul has leaked into my heart and mind and spirit since I was a child. One of the very first songs I remember hearing as a human was I Say a Little Prayer. Every year I listen to your voice more than I did the year before. And like an old friend, the bond I have with your talent and music gets deeper and deeper." Beautiful words from Sam Smith, who now features with Calvin Harris. This is their brand new track. It dropped today. It is Promises on Ash London Live.
My name is Dave. I am from Gang of Youths.
Well, it is my absolute pleasure to be here with, I'm trying to do the percentage, for 80%? Out of five, carry the one?
Yep.
80% of Gang of Youths boys. I'm hearing rumours, as we were saying before, 2,000 roses, some of which were shipped in just for your unplugged performance.
Well, actually, this was meant to be Outkast's remake of their hit single,
Roses.
Yeah. Mm. And they couldn't do it last minute, so we're filling in.
I'm better. I'd rather you guys than Outkast.
Yeah, they
I've seen both of you at Splendor. You were better.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
That's right, yeah. Jeez. I said it, and it's been filmed, so we can talk about it. We are here for MTV Unplugged, and this is the first time we're ever doing this in Australia. Now, I remember growing up and watching MTV as a kid, and it was just like it's why I got into this industry, because I wanted so much to be a part of all of this action. And, you know, the likes of Lauryn Hill, Paul McCartney, ridiculous artists have done this. Mm-hmm. Do you have those same memories about music television as a kid?
I didn't really have MTV in Fiji growing up. So.
I never had cable. You had to have
never
cable.
Had a TV
in order to watch these channels. It was just like The Simpsons every day. That's all I had.
A lot worse than I know. Simpsons, right? Yeah.
Like the Spanish news. Or that. Actually, I had that too. I had the Spanish news and The Simpsons. Yeah.
How does one prepare for this? Because obviously now you've come so far, you're not usually doing gigs to kind of... You know, the last I saw you was Splendor, and thousands of people outdoor at an amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And for people at home that might not know, do you still have band practice when you kind of are a big deal now? Or do you just go, oh, we'll wing it, it's cool?
I think you're meant to have band practice.
We really should.
What happened to the last band practice?
It's usually like you get together and then like after the second song, we want to try play something new and then we all go to the pub. Like it's where, you know...
Yeah, someone talks about some
diligent.
We usually book a rehearsal room for 2 hours and then spend an entire hour and a half just talking shit.
Yeah, like a weird, like, yeah. Yeah.
Does someone's mom make snacks? Like, I imagine band practice, someone's mom has to be like, I made brownies!
we used to rehearse at Dave's mother's garage.
Heaven?
For like 3 years.
Yeah.
And it used to be that
amazing.
Like half time oranges.
Yes.
Coming out, yeah.
Do you boys feel like you, and especially now with the tour about to happen, which is pretty much, I think, bar one and a half show. I don't know how you can be half, but you know what I mean. The tour is pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have just, looking back at the past X amount of years, does it feel in a weird way like you are just kind of this one entity? Like you've lived. In each other's pockets, closer than most of each other's, your families would.
We live in close.
Yeah,
we live in a commune, so it's the guys in the band, three women, fantastic
three partners,
fantastic women, a little dog called Lammy,
and
Dave's wife's dog, and miscellaneous people on the couch.
Well, one specific friend.
One specific
friend. There's always that one friend. We're never going to stop paying.
We love
rent.
You. You know who you are.
His name must be named.
Yeah.
He actually does us a big favor. We've actually asked him to put his life on hold so he can look after our house when we leave.
Sick.
Yeah.
It works better than you think.
Sounds heaven. And now I've had the opportunity and the honor to watch you kind of sound checking this baby. And I didn't know. I was like, MTV Unplugged, what are they going to do? Is it going to be acoustic? And I rock up and you've got like horns and you've got strings. How does that work? Do you know these people? And do you work with them consistently? Or like
They're a lot better than us. So people like them just turn up and nail it. Yeah.
Well, we cannot wait to hear and see and enjoy the goodness that will be the very first MTV Unplugged with you boys. I reckon we've chosen a pretty good band to kick it off, hopefully starting a solid trend. Thank you so much for making time to hang out and have a chat, minus the dead weight, before the big show, boys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Ash, London, live.